got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval. The following is another high school sports presentation on Platte River Radio. Platte River Radio is Central Nebraska's radio home for high school sports. The game gets started in just a few minutes. We'll get you to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
And good afternoon, everyone. From the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, Classic Hits continuing coverage of the 2013 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament takes us to the C1 State Semifinals as the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars take on the Wahoo Lady Warriors. With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you live from the Devaney Center on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Tip-off will be coming your way at the top of the hour. We're glad to have you along with us. The winner will be in the championship game tomorrow at 4:30. The loser will playing a consolation game at Lincoln Northeast tomorrow at 10 a.m. Kearney Catholic looking to get back to the finals for the first time since winning Class C2 in 2007, while Wahoo was the state runner-up in both 2010 and 2011. They missed last year's state tournament, but are back. Linda Walker, the coach, Linda Schnitzler, all the relations, sister to Craig Schnitzler, and Bob Schnitzler, of course, the Hall of Fame, his daughter, so has done a great job with this crew at Wahoo. And yesterday, they were able to defeat Fillmore Central 45-31, while Kearney Catholic, in a cold shooting game, still able to find a way to win it at 39-31 over Norfolk Catholic. Chadron beat Lincoln Christian 54-43, and maybe the most impressive performance of the day yesterday was by the Pierce Lady Blue Jays as they beat Minden 59-30 in a game that they really controlled from start to finish, and Pierce was probably the best-looking team yesterday in C1. But that was yesterday. This is today. We'll see how it all breaks down. We'll hear some comments from Coach Rick Petrie. We'll give you the starting lineups, and we'll give you what happened earlier in today's state tournament. Already a tri-state team is playing for a championship tomorrow. We'll be right back.
The folks at Bob Sass Flowers know spring is right around the corner. They know it because it's girls' state basketball, and the beautiful merchandise that Dave and Amy ordered from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the oohs and ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
Welcome back to the New Tank City pregame show here at the Devaney Center. We caught up with head coach Rick Petrie after yesterday's 39-31 win over Norfolk Catholic. In case you missed any of it, here's a few comments from the coach after yesterday's game. Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie has joined us here after picking up the win. And coach, what do you say about that one?
I'd say that was pretty ugly, Doug, to be quite honest.
Norfolk Catholic, the balls didn't go in for either team.
No.
It didn't seem like you were sweating on the outside over there, though. take me through what you're thinking as this game progresses, and especially the fourth quarter or the third quarter, where maybe you come out at halftime, it wasn't going well, you're still up seven, you expect things to go better, and instead of getting better, they actually got worse.
Yeah, they did. You know, the tough thing about it, Norfolk Catholic plays really, really good defense, and, you know, unfortunately, I have a tendency sometimes to force shots that aren't necessarily there, and we did a good job of doing that tonight. So, you know, we just didn't put ourselves in a good position for quality shots, and then when we did get them, we missed a few of those too. So, it's kind of a catch-22. The good thing was we continued to play great defense.
Michaela Mestel got the points for you. Tannenbaum, I kind of thought, really kept you in the game when things were going, when things were tough. She was top of the paint, even though everything wasn't going in. I know she could have had way more than 9 points, but Norfolk Catholic could have hit way more threes, too. They were 1 of 14.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we did a good job defensively on what we wanted to do against them. You know, I thought we did a pretty good job of controlling Barry, and that's a good key for them. I mean, she's going to score. She's going to get her points, but, you know, for the most part, I was pretty happy with what we did. Offensively, we just got to do a little better job.
As outside of the shots going in, did you think the team, because I said that a couple of times, I thought everybody was playing hard. It's just that the shots weren't falling for either team. You said maybe you took some bad shots, but you get what I'm saying? Do you agree?
You know, I thought we played hard. I thought we played, you know, up to, you know, a pretty decent ball game. It's just when you don't shoot the ball well, the game can look pretty ugly out there. And you know, especially when you're forced, maybe you shouldn't take. I mean, that's something that we have to do a little bit better job, be a little bit more selective in the shots that we do take.
Norfolk Catholic, you figured eventually they're going to make one of those threes. Well, of course, the time they make it was to give them their only lead of the second half. Your team didn't have any time to think about it because Connor comes down, takes a quick three in the corner, which probably was one of those shots you're talking about, but she gets fouled, and she hits two of them, and so we're tied right away, and then you guys score the final 9 points. So there was no time to feel any pressure that you guys were behind.
No, that's true, and that's good. I told Shayla after the game she did a nice job of stepping up and making, you know, two out of those three free throws to tie the game, and then we went down and got a stop, and then, you know, Michaela gets a bucket and a foul and converts a three-point play, and from that point, you know, we really forced them to take some tough shots. I thought we could have rebounded the ball just a little bit better, but, you know, for the most part, you know, we're able to secure it and, you know, make a few foul shots down at the end. I don't think we shot free throws so good today either.
9 of 14 in the fourth quarter. You were 15 to 24 in the basketball game. And now, as I've seen so many times, the team that wins that ugly game on Thursday sometimes hoists the trophy on Saturday. To get to that point, you're going to get either Fillmore Central or Wahoo. Everybody has to do a little bit of scouting ahead of time. What are you expecting in this ball game?
Well, you know, they're pretty evenly matched. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how they attack one another. I mean, they're pretty comparable in size, and Fillmore Central, a little bit better record. Maybe Wahoo's been a little tougher schedule, but, you know, they're both really athletic, and so we're going to have to, you know, we'll be prepared for either one, but it's going to be interesting to see how these guys match up, you know, and I told the kids after the game, you know, our job is to try and get better each and every game, and by gosh, hopefully we can do that each game now.
That is Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie after yesterday's game against the Norfolk Catholic Knights, which they won by a score of 39-31. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for our ball game, the state semifinals, and the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the visitors, the Lady Warriors of Wahoo. Number 13 is a 5'7" senior, Darcy Berry, averages 9 points a game. Number 23, 5'7" senior, Sam Granjanet, averages 12 points. She's the leading scorer on this team. Number 25 is a 5'8" junior, Chyna Johnson, 11 points, 5 boards a game. Number 41, a 5'10" senior, Caroline Hull, averages 8 points and 5.5 boards a game. Number 53, a 5'10" sophomore, Gabby Shannon, averages 4 points and 5 boards a game. The head coach for the Wahoo Warriors is Linda Walker, assisted by Wes Kramer, Michelle Wilt, and Aaron Wacker. Wahoo defeated Columbus Lakeview and Columbus SCOTUS in the sub-districts. They beat Omaha Concordia in the district final, and yesterday beat Fillmore Central 45-31. They are unranked coming into the postseason and are 17-9 on the season. They average 51 points on the offense and give up nearly 46 on the defense. They have never won the state championship. They were the runner-up in 2010 and 2011. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, number 11, 5'6" senior Michaela Mestel. She had 21 points yesterday. She averages 12 points a ball game. Number 21 is a 5'5" sophomore, Ali Prasoski, gets 8 points a game. Number 25, 6'1" senior is Theron Baum, averages 12.5 points a game to lead the Stars. She also gets 6 boards per contest. Number 33, 6'1" senior Bailey Sokolowski, 9.6 boards a game. And number 51, 6 foot senior Megan Anderson gets you 7.5 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. She is the leading rebounder on the team. Head coach of the Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Bowes, and Andrew Fajeda. They defeated St. Paul and Minden in the sub-districts, Ainsworth in the district final, and Norfolk Catholic yesterday, 39-31. They're 25-2, ranked number one and number two in the state's major newspapers. This is their 11th trip to state. They were here in 2010, well, in 2007. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll tip off this state semifinal after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The home white with green and gold trim for Kearney Catholic. The traveling blue with gold trim for Wahoo. The same uniforms these two teams won in their opening round. Win yesterday at Pershing Auditorium. Earlier today, Hastings St. Cecilia beat Hershey 52-42, and Crofton beat Homer 54-36 to advance to the C2 final. In Class A, Lincoln Southeast walloped Millard West 67-48, and Bellevue West beat Omaha Central 53-50 to advance to the Class A championship game. The other game going on right now at Pershing is in D2, Falls City Sacred Heart and Osmond. And now we are ready to jump center. Sokolowski at hole, and the opening tip will be controlled by Kearney Catholic. They go to their bread and butter play. Theron Baum is covered, kicks to Pososki, corner three, and it's on the way, no good. The rebound brought down by Caroline Hull. Kearney Catholic always likes to get a quick shot. They've won so many tips this year. They have designed plays, and that time Baum was covered, and so they kicked it out for the three. It didn't work. Kearney Catholic comes out in that 2-3 zone. On the baseline is Johnson. She's calling for the ball, but they get it up to the high post here to Shannon. Down the corner, Johnson, the pass tipped and stolen away by Sokolowski. Wahoo turns it over on their opening possession. Nestle brings the ball up the floor here for Kearney Catholic. Wahoo also sets it a 2-3 zone. So Kolaski and Anderson will have to find some offense today. Neither scored yesterday. They hit the boards, played great defense, but had trouble scoring. As they bounce pass it into Anderson, one-hand catch, she'll turn and score. And the Stars have the first bucket of the basketball game here in the semifinals on the assist from Mestle. Full court pressure, so Kolaski knocks the ball away, but it goes right back to Shannon. Trouble here for Wahoo. They will break the press at the last second, and then Sokolowski is going to make contact at a foul call. Sam Granjanet up the right sideline, up there by Sokolowski. Bailey had some foul troubles yesterday. Hopefully she'll be able to avoid those in the ball game today. We're a minute in, and Kearney Catholic really putting some pressure here on the Wahoo guards. Ball with it out top, throws over the top to Barry. Darcy back over the left wing, long three. Granjanet is all the way. It's no good. Rebound. Sokolowski had it. It's knocked out of her hand. Oh, they just called the second foul on Bailey Sokolowski. With a minute 17 gone in the game, it looked like a clean block there on Johnson, who grabbed the ball away from Sokolowski, and now Kearney Catholic has some early foul trouble. Free throw is up, and it is in. Second free throw now for Johnson is on the way, and it is in. So she hits them both, and we are tied at two, and Sokolowski stays on the floor here after picking up the foul. Kearney Catholic breaks the press. Prasoski down the lane, bounce pass a little behind Anderson. She grabs it, misses the four-footer, and the rebound brought down by Darcy Barrett. That was the problem yesterday. Kearney Catholic couldn't get anything done, and Theron Baum reaches in from behind on the press and ties up Gabby Shannon. They're using Gabby Shannon, the 5'10 sophomore, to handle the ball a lot here on the pressure. The arrow points the way of Wahoo, so they'll maintain possession. 2-2, 6:25 to go here in the first quarter of the state semifinals. So Kowalski with two early fouls stays on the floor, has to be careful. Wahoo swings it to the right side. Granjanet, another three, and that's good. Sam Granjanet hits the first three-pointer of the basketball game, and Wahoo leads it by three, 5-2. Rosowski with it for Kearney Catholic. Get pass over to Sokolowski, left wing. Looks to the high post and instead goes to Prasoski on the right wing. Bounce pass up top to Therenbaum. Dumestel, long three for Michaela. It's short. Rebound comes down to hole. And Wahoo's getting the defensive rebounds, not giving Kearney Catholic early second chances. Granjanet takes the long pass here. Drives in the lane, walked with the basketball. And the whistle will indicate that. Second turnover for Wahoo. So Kearney Catholic will inbound it. Wahoo likes to pick up around half court. Shayla Connor comes in, and Megan Anderson will check out, even though Sokolowski has the two fouls. So Coach Rick Petry kind of rolling the dice right here as Anderson comes down for a quick coaching lesson from Dwayne Schmidt. Here's Prasoski. Has her shot blocked from behind, falls into the hands of Therenbaum, clears out, puts it up too strong, and the rebound by Hole again, and good defense in the paint by Wahoo. This is what Kearney Catholic ran into yesterday against Norfolk Catholic. The state tournament on Classic Hits from the Devaney Center. Brought to you in part by Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with Flowers, Bob Sass Flowers. Wahoo having some trouble here, holding onto the ball. Now they do gain control. A three-pointer on the way. Darcy Berry is off the iron, no good. Rebound again, Kearney Catholic had it. Then it's knocked away and a foul called on Wahoo. This will go against Johnson. She knocked it away from Sokolowski last time. This time, couldn't get it away from Therenbaum. Unofficially, the first rebound for Kearney Catholic. Now Wahoo will slap on full court pressure as Sokolowski looks to get it in. Kicks it over on the left wing to Michaela Mestel. They'll clear things out, and Mestel will get it to Prasoski. Across the timeline to the trailer, Bailey Sokolowski. Not afraid to shoot at three, so she does, and hits it. Bailey Sokolowski with her first bucket of the state tournament. And Kearney Catholic ties it up at 5-5. Pressure in the backcourt. Wahoo throws over the top of it. They hit their trailer in Shannon. Down the baseline. Trapped is Johnson. Back out of the wing to Granjanet. Pace is picking up. Skip pass. Right side hole. Pushes over. A charge will be called as she used her forearm to clear space against Michaela Mestel. And the blocking foul is called, or the charging foul is called, on Caroline Hole. Second foul on each team now. Mestel had her trapped in the baseline, just trying to draw a little separation there, and they ding hole with it. Mestel dumps it inside. Therenbaum's there, catches, shoots. She's fouled. And we've had some early fouls called here on both teams. And it's on Chaya Johnson, so she has two. And Therenbaum will go to the line. Kearney Catholic must finish in the paint today. They did not do it yesterday. They did not do it against Seward. They really didn't do it against Pierce. The games that they had lost or struggled in, that is one of the main reasons. And the free throw by Therenbaum is up and in, and the Stars regain the lead, 6-5, 4:25 to go here in quarter number one. Second free throw, that skips in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Gabby Shannon. Wahoo with a long outlet pass into the front court hole. That's kind of how they're breaking the press, just making the long pass and then setting it up here with Darcy Berry. Shayla Connor up top with Prasoski as Mestel slides down to the baseline, plays a post when Anderson's on the bench. Wahoo goes into the middle. Shannon has a short jumper from nine. No good. Rebound brought down by Mestel. And Michaela off to the races, trying to go coast to coast. Takes it to the right side and gets fouled as she takes it in. Darcy Berry had a lot of basketball, but the whistle will give her the foul. That'll be her first and the team's fourth. At the line will be Michaela Mestel, who yesterday was outstanding at the free throw line. She shot nine and made seven. She had a game high 21 yesterday in a game where nobody could score. Free throw good. Mestel with her first point of the game. And now Prasoski out, and Whitney Colling will check in. Probably the best defensive player on this team. Second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Stars 2-4 early. Rebound brought down by Shannon. And with her back to the court. She'll make a wraparound pass to Berry, who pushes it into the front court. In for Wahoo is Bailey Brigham. Brigham gives it off to Darcy Berry. Berry between the circles goes to the high post to Shannon, swings it on the wing for the three-point attempt that is no good. The rebound 5-4, and it's tipped into the hands of Michaela Mestel. Mestel pushes it up with a left-hand dribble on the left wing, gives it to Colling. Colling to the baseline. Cut off to Connor. Free throw line jumper is good. Shayla Connor knocks it down 9-5. She may be the most improved player on the team this year. Connor has found a way to do everything a little bit better. And she's grown a couple of inches and just all around has improved here as a basketball player for the Stars. Somebody think that this is a volleyball team. They've got so much athletic talent, though, and they force another Wahoo turnover as Ott tries to go baseline, and it goes out of bounds. That was a Brigham, excuse me. That's the third turnover for Wahoo. Kearney Catholic has scored 7 in a row now to take a 9-5 lead with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Calling in the front court, right side to the trailer, Sokolowski. Another three for Bailey, another three that's in. And Sokolowski gives the Stars a 7-point lead at 12-5. The pressure is on. That's the way to break the zone, is to hit the shots. And this time the pressure is broken. Going in for the layup is Bailey Brigham. Sokolowski was back there, but with two fouls, she couldn't even get close to the play, and she did the smart thing and just let the shot go. 12-7 Stars. Theron Baum, man-to-man against her by Ott, who is into the ball game. Skip pass to Connor, into the corner, Mestel, 4-3. It's good. Three straight threes for Kearney Catholic, and the Stars lead it 15-7. So definitely shooting the ball way better, and a timeout by Wahoo. 2:16 to go in the first quarter of play. The Stars 15, the Warriors 7. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Doug Duda back with you here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. We're working on some technical difficulties right here, as we understand we're getting some spiking, and we'll work on that here and try and take care of that. Kearney Catholic, though, not having a problem, and they force a Wahoo turnover after the timeout. Wahoo just trying to get the ball across the timeline, and they end up with all kinds of problems, and that's their fourth turnover. It was really an unforced turnover. Stars were dropping back, picking them up at midcourt. So 15-7 Stars with 2:05 to go here in quarter number one. High post with it is Anderson, who checked back in during the timeout to Mestel. Back to Anderson. Spin moving lane. She is stopped by Shannon. The block shot will go out of bounds, and Kearney Catholic will maintain possession. Calling Morgan Studi, Anderson, Connor, and Mestel, the five on the floor for the Stars. They lob it out top to Mestel, right back to the high post. Anderson, she tries to attack, but they're going to call her for a walk, and that's Kearney Catholic's first turnover of the basketball game. 1:54 remaining here in the first quarter. And the ball comes across the timeline here for Wahoo. That'll be Brigham right in front of us to Graginette. Kearney Catholic really getting that zone defense going. Dump it into the corner. Graginette, a quick three on the way. It's no good. Rebound, fought for on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball between Anderson and Shannon. And the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. For Wahoo, they're 1 of 5 from three-point land. Kearney Catholic is 3 of 5. Wahoo makes a couple of substitutions here, and Kearney Catholic will inbound the ball, leading it 15-7. And Michaela Mestel running the point right now. Walks it up the floor, and as soon as Wahoo gets close, she'll go over the top to Studi. Skips it left side to Colling on the wing to Mestel. Drops it down, low block, Theron Baum. goes left, turns right, lays it off the glass, and it is in. Darren Baum with her first bucket, and it's 17-7. Kearney Catholic up by 10. They were never ahead by this much yesterday, so a good start here in the first quarter. Wahoo looking for some help. Darcy Berry lobs it down to the baseline, and Messel sees it, and he makes the steal. Michaela up the floor through the double team. Great pass down to Studi, who lays it up and in. Messel, who about had it knocked away from behind, gathered it, found Studi, finishes with the layup, and the Stars are up 19-7 with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hole with it for Wahoo. The Warriors on the right wing. That will be Brigham. They back out top. Dribbled off the foot by Berry. It'll be an over and back. Oh, no, they say it was tipped away. I thought she dribbled off her foot. Wahoo has it with 35 seconds. Graginette. Her pass is stolen away again by Michaela Messel. It was tipped, and Messel picked it up. Michaela into the front court. And a travel going to be called on Messel as good defense was put on her by Taylor Ott. Made her change directions, and she kind of had to do a 360, couldn't keep her balance. So back over to the Warriors. 27 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play, 19-7 Stars. In fact, the Stars were on a 17-2 run. They were down 5-2. Graginette with it here in the left-hand corner, guarded by Anderson. Wahoo acting like they want to play for one. Studi makes a little contact with Berry out around midcourt. 8 seconds to Graginette. Back to Berry with 5 seconds. Lob at baseline, getting open, and the shot is no good there for Ott. Rebound brought down by the Stars, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 19 and Wahoo 7. We'll head to the second quarter right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the Devaney Center. The second quarter is now underway. Wahoo will have the basketball, trailing 19-7 against Kearney Catholic in the C1 state semifinals. They're working around the perimeter. Hole stands right in front of us here in the left-hand corner. And Kearney Catholic's defense up to the task. Wahoo trying to make a change here in the second quarter, but looks a little confused about what to do. They had been dropping it to the high post. Here they go, right elbow to Shannon. And Gabby will take the 15-footer. It rolls off no good. All green and gold underneath, and Megan Anderson will get her second rebound. Wahoo did win the battle of the boards in the first quarter, 8-5. Darren Baum, left-hand corner, fakes the three, drives into the paint, kicks it out to Prasoski on the right wing. She penetrates, goes to Sokolowski. Beautiful pass inside to Anderson, but her shot is going to be deflected by Caroline Hull and goes out of bounds to Wahoo. Hull came out of nowhere there to get a hand on that basketball. Wahoo, 6 turnovers in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic had 2. In the first quarter of play, Sokolowski's 2 3-pointers were the big buckets for Kearney Catholic. They were 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 3 of 5 from three-point land. Wahoo was 1 of 5 from three-point land. As Wahoo takes the pace down low, and Theron Baum blocks the shot of Graginette right on the low block. Theron now is going to be fouled as she tries to find somebody to pass the ball to. Wahoo was looking to tie her up, but instead a foul on Darcy Berry. Her second and the 5th team foul on the Wahoo Lady Warriors. Other basketball going on in D2. It is Osmond leading Fall City Sacred Heart after 1-13-10. St. Cecilia, a winner earlier today. They'll play Crofton tomorrow morning for the state final. All six finals are on ESPN Radio as the Stars try to drop it down to Sokolowski. She cannot handle it. And Kearney Catholic with their third turnover of the basketball game. 6:33 to go, first half. No score yet here in the second quarter. It's still 19-7. And Prasoski knocks away the pass in the backcourt, gets it to Mestel. And Kearney Catholic didn't have numbers, so they'll set it up. Mestel over to Alley. She's got an open three. Fires, and it's off the front of the rim. No good. Long rebound. Run down in stride by Johnson, who tries to go coast to coast. Her pass is tipped away again by Mestel. And here comes Kearney Catholic to the other end. Theron Baum takes it in and scores. 5 points for Theron Baum. And how about the defense so far in this game by Michaela Mestel? Wahoo has 8 turnovers. She's had a direct hand in at least 5 of them. And Wahoo now with the basketball finds themselves down by 14. Hole for 3. It's partially blocked by Anderson. And the rebound brought down by Bailey Sokolowski. And Wahoo's struggles continue here in the first half. Stars want to put it away. A 3 by Mestel is good. She gives the fist pump. Time out, Wahoo. This is a lot different than yesterday. Kearney Catholic 24, Wahoo 7. This timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza is available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. We'll be back in a minute.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
State basketball tournament action on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations to serve you. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks at the Devaney Center in Lincoln, where Kearney Catholic has jumped out to a 24-7 lead over Wahoo with 5.5 to go in the second quarter in the state semifinals. Wahoo seems a little befuddled by this 2-3 zone. They handled Fillmore Central yesterday. And right now trying to make room as Chyna Johnson drives and puts it off the glass. It rolls in. First points of the second quarter for the Wahoo Warriors. And it's 24-7 at the other, or 9, excuse me. A three-pointer quickly by Sokolowski is no good. A rebound brought down by Johnson. And they're going to call Megan Anderson, it looks like, over the back for her first foul. That'll be the third team foul on Kearney Catholic. The other two were very early in the first 90 seconds on Sokolowski as Wahoo breaks the press, driving in, scoop shot Johnson, rolls off the rim, no good. Baum did just enough to make her change her shot. Rebound by Sokolowski. Stars into the front court for Prasoski. Up top to Bailey Sokolowski to Theron Baum. All the posts coming out top. Now sliding down Anderson. Left block on the low side. She'll kick it out to Prasoski. Tries another three. Allie can't find the range right now. And the rebound brought down by Johnson. That's her fourth rebound. Quickly up the floor. They'll lob it over the head of Gabby Shannon. Grand Jeanette, I think, was going to pull up and shoot it and then saw that Shannon was wide open and had too much mustard on that one. The eighth turnover for Wahoo. Don't forget, next week, complete coverage of the boys' state basketball tournament. We will have the Kearney Catholic Boone Central and Gibbon Kimball games next Thursday night here on Classic Hits. Kennesaw Burwell on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll get to more of that at half during the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Whitney Colling is in for the Stars, down to Connor on the baseline. She'll dribble through the paint and kick it back out to Mestel. 24-9 Stars. Mestel off the screen, pulls up the free throw line. That time the shot's no good. The ball's deflected out to Bailey Sokolowski. Stars getting some second chance opportunities here in the second quarter. Connor drives in. Left-handed scoop shot is good, and she is fouled. Shayla Connor with her second bucket has a chance at a three-point play. 26-9, Kearney Catholic. And re-entering the ball game, Bailey Brigham for Wahoo. The foul called on Cranjanet. That'll be her first. And the free throw now by Connor. Her first of the ball game is on the way, and it is too strong. Rebound grabbed by Shannon, her fourth. So Wahoo doing a pretty good job of grabbing the boards on both ends of the floor. Into the ball game for Wahoo is Brigham. Across the timeline, Shannon back up top. Brigham left wing. They'll get it here to Caroline Hole. 26-9, Kearney Catholic leads it by 17. So their defense has been solid for 2 days. Driving in, Theron Baum blocks the shot of Cranjanet. Kearney Catholic had 9 blocks yesterday. They've got 3 today. And the Stars will bring it into the front court. Stopping at the top of the key will be Mestel. High post to Sokolowski. Looks for the cut. Not there. So Bailey backs her way in. No good. Fights for her own rebound. Can't get it. Theron Baum has it. Theron Baum going to be tied up. And the arrow points the way of the Stars. So Kearney Catholic will get it underneath their own hoop with 3:19 to go here in the first half of play. Stars inbound. Sokolowski underneath. Takes it up and scores. Sokolowski with a beautiful up and under move. And the Stars continue to pour it on. 28-9. Wahoo at the other end tries to go down low to Johnson. And the ball deflected out of bounds by Theron Baum. And Kearney Catholic's height really giving fits here to Wahoo. They're not a tall team. But at 5'10", 5'10", they had no problem yesterday with Fillmore Central. And on the inbounds pass, they go backside block to Johnson. And then a foul called, 2 Stars into the air. And let's see if it's on Theron Baum. And that looks to be the call. Her first. No. Morgan Studi. They switched up. Go Morgan Studi. Still her first. And at the line will be Johnson to shoot 2. First one around and around and comes out no good. Yesterday in Wahoo's win, they were led by Johnson with 16 points. Got 10 from Cranjanet. Second free throw up and in. And Johnson has 5 of their 10 points, but it is 28-10. Kearney Catholic with 3 minutes to go in the first half. And down low, a scoop shot in traffic. Studi almost went in. Then Colling is able to get in there and tie up Caroline Hole. And the arrow points the way of Wahoo this time. So Warrior basketball. Stars have Colling, Studing, Connor, Mestel, and Baum on the floor. So Kolowski down with those 2 fouls. She's done a good job to not pick up her third while staying on the floor most of this first half. Outlet pass, Wahoo breaks the press. It's 2-on-2. Taking it in is going to be Johnson. No good. Rebound, Ott. It's back up and in. It's the second bucket of the quarter here for Wahoo. 28-12. Back-to-back scores for the Warriors. Off the pick, driving baseline, Mestel, open on the right wing, lays it off the glass and in. Michaela with 9 in the ball game, and the Stars answer right back. 30-12, Kearney Catholic by 18 here. As the Warriors get it across the timeline, Johnson almost picked away from behind. Instead, she'll get it to Brigham. Winking about the long 3, Ott. Taylor takes it, it's no good. They're 1 of 7 from the outside. Mestel, her 3rd rebound. Back down the floor come the Stars. Stopping at the top of the key. Theron Baum deep down low, and she'll spin and score. Shots that weren't going yesterday are going today, and Theron Baum with 7. That was a perfect example of the shots that Kearney Catholic was missing yesterday. Bounce pass into Shannon, and Connor was a little late getting there. Shayla will be called for the foul. That'll be her first and the 5th on Kearney Catholic. Wahoo, 9 turnovers. The Stars, 3. Anderson and Prasoski back in for Kearney Catholic. And checking out will be Studi and Connor. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Wahoo ball. Kick it over the left wing for a 3. Darcy Berry got one. Berry with her first bucket of the ball game, 32-15 in favor of Kearney Catholic. The state tournament brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and Dinsdale Auto. .com. Trying to get that entry pass to Theron Baum. A great steal by Taylor Ott. Ott tips it into the air, grabs it herself, but up the floor she comes. Didn't have numbers, so she'll slow it down. And Wahoo will set up their offense. On the high post, the lob is knocked away from behind by Theron Baum. Picked up by Colling. Up ahead to Prasoski in traffic. Alley missed the layup. And fighting for the rebound, they're going to call Alley Prasoski with a push-off. As Darcy Berry was going to grab that rebound. And for Prasoski, that'll be her first. It is the sixth team foul, so the team fouls are now even at six apiece. 1:15 to go in the half. 32-15 Stars. Wahoo basketball. Johnson in the front court finds the trailer. Berry, left wing, three-pointer, Ott again, hits another one. That time it was Ott. Berry hit it last time. Wahoo trying to scratch their way a little closer by halftime. 32-18 Stars, 1 minute to go. On the baseline, right side, Anderson, skip past Prasoski. This time doesn't take the three. She's 0 for 3 out there, decides to change it up to Mestel. Stars spread the floor, but it doesn't look like they're playing for one, at least not yet. Mestel out between the circles, slow dribble, lobs it over to Colling. Back to Mestel. Stars just want to make sure Wahoo doesn't score more than they do in the final 30. Prasoski for three, in and out, no good, but there's Colling flashing through the lane to pick up the loose ball. Now Kearney Catholic has 25 seconds. Lob it right corner, Theron Baum. Back to Mestel. Michaela for three. Hits the front of the rim, no good. Another offensive rebound. Prasoski has it. 15 seconds to go. Mestel now brings it all the way out to midcourt to run their last play here of the half. Lobs it out of the right wing to Theron Baum with seven. Trying to force it inside, it's covered. Out to Colling. Shake and bake to the baseline. Whitney drives, it comes up short, no good. And that is the end of the first half of play in the C1 state semifinal. And Kearney Catholic, who didn't have 32 points until there were 3 minutes left in the game yesterday, have 32 points here in the first half. It's the Lady Stars, 32, and Wahoo, 18. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The final girls' state tournament is this year, the boys' next year. I'm not sure anyone knows what happens after that, but they'll be playing the state championships at the new Pinnacle Bank Arena, and Kearney Catholic would like to be one of the final teams to bring home a state title, and they lead Wahoo here in the semifinals 32-18. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Kearney Catholic shooting the ball much better here in the first half of today's ball game than the 20% they managed in yesterday's contest against Norfolk Catholic, which they, of course, were able to go on and win. In other action, Osmond is taking it to Fall City Sacred Heart. They outscore them 13-2 in the second quarter, and at the half, it's Osmond 26, and the top seed Fall City Sacred Heart 12. We will take a break, have first half numbers and more right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the Devaney Center here in Lincoln. It is time now for the first half stats. And let's look at the first half numbers for Wahoo. Darcy Berry has hit a three-point bucket for her total. She has two rebounds. Taylor Ott, 5 points and a rebound. Sam Grandjeanette, who is the leading scorer on this team at 12 points a game, has just one three-point bucket and a block shot. Chyda Johnson, 5 points, five rebounds. Caroline Hole, four rebounds and a block. Bailey Brigham, 2 points, and Gabby Shannon has not scored but has four rebounds and a block shot. Eight rebounds in each quarter, free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first quarter, 1 of 2 in the second quarter. Three-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first quarter, and 2 of 4 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 6 in the first and 4 in the second. Wahoo foul trouble, Darcy Berry and Chyda Johnson each have 2. The Warriors had 7 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. At the half, 18 points, 16 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, and 10 turnovers for the 17-9 Warriors. We'll be back and look at the first half numbers for Kearney Catholic after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from 5 Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from 5 Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, 5 Points Bank.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at the first half numbers for Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel leads the way with 9 points. She has 3 rebounds. Shayla Connor, 4 points. Allie Prasoski, 1 rebound. Whitney Colling, 2 rebounds. Morgan Studi, 2 points and a rebound. Theron Baum, 7 points, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks. Bailey Sokolowski, 8 points. She hit a couple of threes to get things started in the first quarter. She has 3 rebounds. And Megan Anderson is yet to score here in the state tournament. She does have 2 rebounds and a block here in the first half of play. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second. 3-point shooting, 3 of 5 in the first, 1 of 6 in the second. Turnovers, 2 in each quarter. The only player with multiple fouls is Bailey Sokolowski. She had 2 of those in the first minute, 20, but was able to stay clean from that point on. 19 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second, and at the half, Kearney Catholic with 32 points, 14 rebounds, 2 out of 5 at the free throw line, 4 of 11 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, and 4 turnovers. And here in the C1 state semifinal, 25-2 Kearney Catholic leads 17-9 Wahoo, 32-18. The Stars' biggest lead was at 19 points. We're pleased to be joined by Rick Cremosta, the head coach of the Minden Whippets, who I know this is the tough time of the year. We're hoping that we would see the Whippets in our 3:45 game here, but Pierce, and I think this was the consensus report yesterday, Pierce was the best C1 team here in Lincoln on Thursday, and I'm sure that doesn't make you guys feel any better, but boy, did they play well.
Yeah, they kind of had our number yesterday. We didn't really have an answer for them, Doug. They were a good ball team.
There's some very good basketball teams down here, and it's not to overshadow what your girls did. Obviously, the last two games didn't go the way you wanted, but this was still a really solid season for the Whippets, and you've got a lot of this talent coming back next year.
Yeah, you know, I think all of us wanted to achieve a little bit more than what we got this year, Doug, but sometimes the cards aren't quite dealt where they need to be. But You know, it's kind of a bummer not being able to play anymore, but, you know, as it goes along a little bit, I think our kids will look back and say, yeah, we had a fairly successful season.
Your schedule going to be about the same next year? Are you back to the Northwest? Are you going to see some of these same teams again?
Yeah, we will. I know we're picking up a couple different teams, but we're seeing, you know, pretty much the same teams. I know we're picking up a couple other different teams also.
Well, take me through what you've seen here in the first half of this basketball game. This was a Kearney Catholic team that couldn't throw it in the ocean yesterday, and against you guys, they shot red hot, and they're a lot better here. What are you seeing in this first half?
Well, Kearney's really good. You know, when they can shoot it, when they can get those threes going, they're almost unstoppable because, you know, they've got such good inside play then, you know, that opens up for Taryn and Bailey in there, and Bailey's hitting threes. And so, you know, they don't have any weaknesses. Defensively, they're really good. They get up and down the court. They transition. They rebound. They block shots, you know. I don't know how many block shots Wahoo's had on them. But they're just a really good team. I, you know, of the teams, you know, there's three teams in here playing right now with Kearney and Shattern and Pierce that I think are fairly identical type teams, you know, similar makeups. So it'll be interesting to see how things go here to finish up the state tournament.
Now, Wahoo only had 18 points at halftime yesterday, but they were winning the ball game against Fillmore Central. It seems like they're having more problems against Kearney Catholic's 2-3 zone than maybe we expected they would. Are you seeing anything?
Well, a lot of teams have trouble against those zones when you're 6'2" and you've got long arms, and that's exactly what we seen yesterday out of a team from Pierce. They have 6'1", 6'2", 6'3 kids out there that are long and athletic, and they make it difficult to move the ball around. And when you do get a – think you have an open shot, next thing you know, it's coming back in your face. So, and Kearney is very, very similar, and it'll be a fun matchup if Kearney can hang on here in a state final game, because Shattern's very similar to that also.
Well, Coach, as always, thanks for the time throughout the season. We look forward to doing it again next year, and thanks for giving us a couple minutes here at the half.
You bet, Doug. You guys always do a great job. It's always good to see you at the ball games, and your coverage is top-notch all season long. So hats off to you guys.
Hey, thanks for the kind words.
You betcha.
Have a great spring. Rick Cremosta, the head coach of the Men and Lady Whippets, giving us some analyzation here at the half, where Kearney Catholic leads Wahoo 32-18. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to the State High School Basketball Tournament. It will be Kearney Catholic to get the ball to start the third quarter of play, leading at 32-18. State Tournament brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations to serve you in central Nebraska. Anderson skip pass over on the wing to Sokolowski, who drives in, gets handcuffed, and that ball almost went in from about 8 feet away. Looked like the old Texas-Oklahoma play from a couple of nights ago, only that time it didn't go in. The foul is called on Gabby Shannon, her first, and Sokolowski to shoot two free throws, and the first one is up and in. Bailey just didn't make any baskets yesterday. Her defense was pretty stellar, but today, she now has 9 points. Second free throw is on the way, and make it 10. to Sokolowski, the first player in double digits, and Kearney Catholic leads it by a score of 34-18. Wahoo to try and bring it across the timeline. Looks like they just want to spread the floor even more than what they were doing in the first half here against his zone, try and get their post players up. Shannon, one dribble left-hand corner, and still can't get much done here. Working it around to the outside hole for three. It is no good. Rebound comes down. We've got a tie-up between Anderson and Johnson, and the arrow will point the way of Wahoo. Wahoo losing to St. Cecilia in the 2011 championship and in overtime to Wahoo Newman in 2010. Here's a three-pointer off the inbound drain by Sam Graginet. She has her second three of the basketball game, the fourth overall here for the Warriors, 34-21. Starts with the lead early on, first minute, third quarter. Theron Bob at the high post. They're going to call her for a travel. Had her back to the basket, decided to face up, and took just a little extra hop on her toe there, and they dinged her for it. That'll be the fifth turnover for Kearney Catholic, compared to 10 for Wahoo. Stars put that pressure onto the backcourt, which helped cause some turnovers and some easy buckets in the first half. Now down low, shot by Johnson, fade away, no good. Rebound brought down by Theron Baum. That'll be her third. Outlet, Anderson tries to run it down, does right underneath the hoop, turns and is fouled. She'll get two free throws. Megan Anderson did a great job just to run that pass down about a foot away from going out of bounds. And now Megan will go to the line and shoot two free throws. She didn't even get to the line yesterday. So looking for her first point of the state tournament. And it is up and in. Gabby Shannon getting her second foul. Both of them here in the first 90 seconds of the second half. And Anderson with her second free throw on the way. And that's too strong. Rebound comes out. Caroline Hole, her fifth, and she'll find her point guard, Darcy Berry. Berry trying to avoid the trap here, makes that long width of the course pass here to Graginet, to Johnson, back out to Graginet for three. It's good. Back-to-back threes for Sam Graginet, and that's one way to change the momentum in a hurry if you can drain some outside shots. Kearney Catholic will go to the baseline here to Theron Baum, knocked out of her hands, throws it back out to Bailey, takes the three, dribbles inside, dishes it out to Mestel. Mestel well covered, tries to dump it into Theron Baum. The ball deflected out of bounds by Johnson. So Kearney Catholic's lead, which was 19, is now down to 11. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Stars will throw it to the free throw line. Open is Theron Baum, and she'll hit it. Wahoo didn't even put a hand in her face. They didn't expect her to shoot the ball. And Theron now with 9 points. So the Stars staying balanced here. 10 for Sokolowski, 9 for Baum, 9 for Mestel. And it's 37-24 Stars. As Wahoo will bring the ball across the timeline here with Darcy Berry. Berry goes on the left wing, down to the baseline. They'll try to kick it back to the trailer. Johnson is going to be knocked out of her hands, and the steal is made by Theron Baum. Here come the Stars. Stars up top. They'll give it inside to Theron Baum. Kick it out on the wing to Allie Prasoski. Prasoski kicks it back out top to Bailey Sokolowski. Takes the jumper. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound is brought down by Gabby Shannon. That'll be her fifth. Shannon on the outlet pass gets it to Berry, and they whistle her for a walk. I didn't see that out at midcourt there. She's just going to make a long pass into the paint. Must have just taken one extra step there, and they're going to ding Wahoo for their 12th turnover of the basketball game. 5:12 to go, third quarter. Stars have led all but one moment. They were down 5-2, and then they went on a 17-2 run. And now they are up 37-24. Trying to lob it down low to Anderson. Ball deflected out of bounds by Johnson. That was good coverage by Wahoo. Baum had the play set up. Anderson was open for a split second, but Wahoo closed it quickly. So Mestel to throw it in here. Right to Bailey. Three-pointer left corner. It skips off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Graginet. That'll be her first of the game. And here comes Wahoo. Right side, Graginet brings it into the paint, just tries to crash in, and Theron Baum hit her on the arm. If Theron would have just squared up there, her and Bailey were standing next to each other, they would have had to call a charge. But Theron kind of reached down to knock the ball out of her hand and got nothing but arm. And the foul on Theron Baum will send her to the line to shoot two, and Graginet can't score on that one. She's got 9 points on three 3-point buckets. That was the first foul of the half on Kearney Catholic, and now Anderson and Versosky will check out. Colling and Connor will check in. Second free throw for Grand Jeanette. It is bouncing around. It's no good. And Baum, who committed the foul, will get the rebound. 37-24, Kearney Catholic, 4:40 to go, third quarter. Sokolowski on the right wing, knocked out of her hands into the Kearney Catholic bench. Stars have all of their timeouts. Wahoo has only called one. The state tournament brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, featuring Chevrolet, GMC, BMW, Hyundai, Cadillac, and even Hallmark trailers in Grand Island. Kearney Catholic to the right elbow. Theron Baum squares, looks, drives right baseline into the double team, kicks it back to Sokolowski. Open nine-footer is good. Bailey with a dozen points. 39-24, Kearney Catholic by 15. As they've got back-to-back buckets. Breaking the press, Wahoo. Quick baseline jumper is on the way. It is no good from Ott. The ball brought down by the Stars, but they're going to say bumped out of bounds, and it'll go to Wahoo. Michaela Vestal says, I thought I got bumped, but nonetheless, it will go to Wahoo. A quick catch-and-shoot three on the inbound is no good by Grand Jeanette. Backside rebound, Sokolowski wrestles it away from a pair of Warriors, and that'll be her fourth. Vestal across the timeline, midway through the third quarter of play. Kicks it off to Connor for three. Shayla can't get that one to go. Ball tapped to Theron Baum. Puts it back up with a right-hand baby hook and scores. 11 points, 5 rebounds. A couple of blocks for Theron Baum. The lead's now 17. Kearney Catholic has extended it from 11 back up to 17, and Wahoo throws it away in the backcourt. And this is a little like what we saw midway through the first quarter of play as Caroline Hull will re-enter the game here for Wahoo. Hole, a 5'10 senior, averages 8 points a ball game. And Kearney Catholic will have the basketball. But she has not been a factor here today, hasn't scored. Lob it inside there and bomb. There's one of those little four-footers that roll off the rim, no good. And there's Hole with her sixth rebound. Hands it off to Berry. Baseball pass into the front court. Neither Wahoo player was sure who it was for. And now the pass slapped away by Mestel. It's out of bounds. They'll say it stays with Wahoo. Michaela, who was outstanding in the first quarter. And when you're 25-2, you're supposed to be pretty good all the time. But she was up another notch in that first quarter with the number of steals that she had. Here is Brigham with it. Spinning on the right elbow. Her pass taken away by Sokolowski. And now Wahoo getting into that turnover funk again. And the Stars have a chance to maybe put this one away by the end of the third quarter if they can find a little more separation. Left-hand corner, Theron Baum. On the low post, Sokolowski. Double-team, kicks it back out. Mestel puts her head down, drives, scores, and is fouled. And Michaela Mestel, the third star into double figures, and she will go to the line to try and give Kearney Catholic a 20-point lead. And checking in will be, for the first time, Kayla Shundoff. And for Wahoo, they will counter with Sam Grandjeanette. She has 2 threes, and that's the only offense Wahoo has here in the third quarter of play. And Michaela Mestel puts the free throw up. It is short. The rebound brought down by Johnson. That'll be her seventh. 43-24, Kearney Catholic equaling their largest lead of the ball game. They have scored 11 points here in the quarter to the 6 for Wahoo. Up top with it will be Brigham. Swings it on the right wing to Ott. Her pass taken away again by Kearney Catholic. 3 straight turnovers by the Warriors. And Mestel will trot it into the front court right side against the 2-3 zone. Connor in the corner right side. Looks for the cutter. Finds Sokolowski on the elbow. Back up top, Shundoff. Bounce pass to Sok on the right side. She'll take it out to the wing. Kick it out to Mestel. Mestel holds it, lets everybody reset. Over to Colling. It's knocked out of her hands here by Brigham. And Whitney is going to eventually be fouled. Brigham just kept poking at it, finally got her on the arm. And the sophomore will be called for her first personal foul. That will be the fourth team foul on Wahoo. Wahoo boys are back here next week. They could play Kearney Catholic as well, but that would have to be on Saturday. They're on opposite sides of the bracket. Wahoo will be the only game that doesn't involve a Lou Platt conference member for the boys next week. As Collings pass tipped to the backcourt, but Ali Persosky, who just checked back in, runs it down. No look over to Studi, decides not to take the three, and they'll kick it back out top. Colling, couple of dribbles into the corner to Shundoff. Back up top they go to Studi, swings it right side to Persosky. 1:45 to go here in the quarter. Persosky kicks it into the corner. little different lineup in there right now for Coach Petrie. Studi for three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Hole, and that'll be her eighth. With a 19-point lead, I kind of like to see what Coach Petrie's doing here. He's trying to give some of these other kids some meaningful tournament experience here when they lose all these seniors next year. And driving in will be Graginet, and she is pulled to the ground. The foul will be on the Stars, and they'll go on Prasoski, her second, and the second team foul. And at the line will be Sam Graginet to shoot two. She's 0 of 2. And the first free throw is well off the mark and no good. So Golowski and Mestel, after the short breather, will come in. State Tournament on Classic Hits brought to you by Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers. Bob Jensen gets his flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Second free throw on the way. And it is no good. 0 of 4. The rebound is tipped out wide. Prasoski grabs it. Pushes it up the floor, but it's all blue jersey, so she waits for her teammates. So Golowski up top, open three. Bailey lets it go. It's good. Her third of the ball game. So Golowski, 7 in the quarter, 15 game high points. And Kearney Catholic now leads it 22-46-24 is your score. At the other end, Johnson out on the wing. It's Graginet. Tries a little pick and roll. The roll's not there. The ball is going to go out of bounds to Kearney Catholic, and I'm a little surprised right now that Wahoo has not used another one of their timeouts as they are watching Kearney Catholic put this one away. 46-24, they just haven't been able to do anything offensively, much like Norfolk Catholic yesterday. 45 seconds to go here in the third. The Stars spread the floor, and they're content to hold the ball, something the Stars haven't had to work on much all year. But when you're up by 22, why not? Let that clock run down, catch a breath, be ready to go for the fourth quarter. Wahoo coming out to put on a little token pressure here. Colling holds it with 23. Over to Sokolowski. Midcourt Mestel guarding her out there, Barry and Graginet. 15 seconds. And now Coach Petrie says, let's run it. 12 seconds. Over on the right wing, they get it to Prasoski. Back out to midcourt. Mestel off a couple of picks. Here's Anderson, left-hand corner, tried to force it into Sokolowski. The ball is going to be tipped away, and that will be the end of the third quarter of play. But it's all Kearney Catholic. The Stars 46, Wahoo 24. You're listening to the C1 State Semifinals here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic gets the ball to start the fourth quarter here at the Girls State Tournament, leading it 46-24. Inside, they get it to Sokolowski, and she'll be fouled by Caroline Hole, her second, and the team's fifth. Sokolowski with 15 points, leading the way here for the Stars. Osmond, they are just dismantling Fall City Sacred Heart after three in D2, 39-18. And Sokolowski to the line, puts the free throw up and in, 47-24. Second free throw is up and in, 48-24. The Stars have doubled up the Wahoo Warriors. And now they just need to finish things off to take momentum into tomorrow's state championship game. At the other end, the drive by Caroline Hole, left-hand runner, too strong. Rebound brought down by Sokolowski. That will be her fifth. Fast break the other way. The pass goes through Anderson's hands. and out of bounds. That's only the seventh turnover of the ball game for Kearney Catholic. Wahoo has 16. They're led by Grand Jeanette with 9 points on three threes. Wahoo, 5 of 13 from three-point land. So that's 15 of their points. They have 3 two-point buckets in the entire game. Trying for the fourth is going to be Shannon. Her jumper is no good. Rebound brought down by Sokolowski. Bailey decides to bring it all the way up the floor, stop at the right arc, and get rid of it to Prasoski. Lob it to the right-hand corner to Mestel. Looks for Baum, who's well guarded the post. Back out top, Prasoski against his box and one as they're boxing Baum. And the entry pass slapped away by Johnson, and Kearney Catholic turns it over on two straight possessions after Sokolowski got the two free throws. Here's Grajanette, pull-up three. That one's no good. Rebound put back up and in, though, by Gabby Shannon. That is her first bucket of the ball game. Averages only 4 points a game, gets her first one here, and it is 48-26. Therenbaum, top of the circle, doesn't want the shot, gives it to Prasoski. Allie off the screen, free throw line jumper is good. First bucket of the game for Prasoski, and the Stars are now up 50-28. Wahoo basketball, pass gets away, but is tracked down by Darcy Berry. Berry lobs it baseline, wide open behind everybody is Gabby Shannon, and so back-to-back buckets for Shannon. Simply got loose underneath, and it is now 50-28. Here's Therenbaum, open three, and she'll hit it. Nothing but net for Therenbaum. She has 14 in the game, and it's 53-28. Wahoo trailing, has the basketball, breaking the press. Grajanette comes in, and they're going to say Therenbaum fouled her. And for Theren, that will be her third, and the third on the team here in the second half. 53-28, Kearney Catholic. They are 6 of 16 from three-point land. 5 of 14 for Wahoo. And Grajanette, the free throw line is not her friend. 0 of 5 as she misses that one. Connor and Anderson out for the Stars. They'll say that's just the second foul on Therenbaum. And the second free throw, Grajanette is up and missed it. Too strong. Rebound brought down by Bailey Sokolowski. And that will be her seventh. Up the floor comes Kearney Catholic with this semifinal in control, as comfortable as a coach could ever be. Right now, Sokolowski, one dribble, nine-footer, it's good. Bailey Sokolowski with 19 points, which I believe will be her season high, and doing it in style here at the Devaney Center. A 27-point lead by Kearney Catholic, their largest of the game, as they just continue to hold Wahoo down. The Warriors with just 10 points here in the second half after having 18 at halftime. They work the ball around the perimeter. Holding it at the left wing is going to be Shannon. To the baseline, Grajanette up and under. She puts it up too strong. Sokolowski with her eighth rebound quickly finds Mestel. And here come the Stars. 55-28. Prasoski with it on the left wing. Give the Wahoo student section credit. Usually the winning team always starts the Who's Got Spirit chant, and the other team doesn't answer, but Wahoo does, as the Stars working around the perimeter to Prasoski for the three. Allie gets the seventh three-pointer of the game for the Stars, and now Wahoo throws it away. 58-28, Kearney Catholic by 30. Therenbaum high post. They go for the steal. Loses the handle and out of bounds. It will be Wahoo basketball. Wahoo went for the steal. Theren turned to attack, and the ball flew out of her hands as she went up. And multiple substitutions for both teams, and we've got a timeout by Wahoo. And this timeout is brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. And a high school concession stand near you. 58-28 Stars, 4:19 to go in the game. We'll be right back.
The folks at Bob Sass Flowers know spring is right around the corner. They know it because it's girls' state basketball, and the beautiful merchandise that Dave and Amy ordered from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the oohs and ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
Back at the Devaney Center with a Girls' Day Basketball Tournament brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com. A three-pointer out of the timeout for Wahoo, and Bailey Brigham will knock it down, her first three of the game, and that makes it 58-31 Kearney Catholic with 4 minutes left here in the semifinal. Anderson on the low post kicks it back out. Mesto quickly up top. Sokolowski to Colling. Colling drives, sees a hole, got shoved in the back, and they whistle it. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Whitney Colling split the defense, and you could tell some Wahoo frustration. And she just got a hand to the back right there. And Whitney hasn't scored yet today. She'll get two free throws. Stars are 7 of 12 in the game. Colling's free throw is good. 59-31. The Stars average just about 70 points a game, and they're on pace for that right now. Second free throw for Colling, and that's off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Gabby Shannon. That is her seventh. The Stars will play at 4:30 tomorrow in the state final, looking for their fourth state championship in school history. Two in the mid-80s, one in 2007, looking for their first C1 final. All those were in C2. And they'll play the winner of Shadron Pierce, which is next. Pierce, one of the two teams that beat them this year. Here's the jumper by Shannon. Comes up short, no good for the Warriors. And outlet with it is going to be Mestel. Mestel tries to push it up the floor, needs some help as Brigham gets in her face. So she'll find Sokolowski. Bailey will give it back off to Mestel. Mestel down low. Anderson on the low block left side, but doesn't take the shot. I think she's a little snake bit right now because she hasn't scored a field goal yet in the state tournament. Now Megan will take an outside jumper, and it's good. So the drought broke right there. Megan Anderson knocks down the 10-footer, 61-31. A 30-point lead again for Kearney Catholic. And at the other end, Anderson tries to block the shot of Johnson, but they're going to whistle her for her second foul. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats, chat with Coach Rick Petrie, and more. And it looks like this is going to be it for the starters, as Shida Johnson will look for her first point of the second half and will miss the first free throw. And here comes Kayla Shundoff, Morgan Studi, and Maddie Squires in the ball game. Wahoo is 0 of 7 from the free throw line in the second half, 3 of 15 from the game. Problem is they've only had two players shoot free throws. Second one is also no good, and Squires grabs the rebound. 2:50 to go. Colling is trapped. Kearney Catholic calls a timeout. They've got him to use, so Coach Rick Petrie will use it. 2:48 to go in the game. Stars 61 and Warriors 31. We'll be right back.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The girls' state basketball tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Kiltner, and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com, brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations to serve you in central Nebraska. Kearney Catholic ball, 61-31. Colling drives right side, her runner no good. Anderson, the offensive putback, it's no good. Squires gets another rebound. Tries to kick it out. The ball's knocked away. Running to the other end for the layup, and missing it is Taylor Ott. The ball is slapped away and picked up by Morgan Studi. And Studi trying to get out of there. They're going to call a double dribble on Kearney Catholic. Five turnovers here in the fourth quarter after a total of six in the first half. And Wahoo now will inbound it from their own baseline. Try to get a few more points here on the board. They'll be in the consolation game tomorrow at Lincoln Northeast at 10. Up top, they'll get it to Alicia Iverson, a senior who has come into the corner. The three-pointer is up. It is no good. Squires, who always kills the boards when she gets in, already has three here in 40 seconds. And here comes Carney Catholic into the front court. 2:10 left to go. Squires on the right wing. Couple of dribbles, dumps it into the corner, and the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Wahoo. Wahoo has also brought Kelsey Tomjak into the ball game. Michaela Miller has checked in. Staying in there is Taylor Ott and Brigham. Inbounds pass Squires. In the paint, turnaround jumper rattles out. No good. Ott grabs the rebound. Long outlet pass Brigham. Brigham brings it in and spins in the layup. Bailey now with 7 points in the game. 61-33, Kearney Catholic. 1:45 to go. Stars headed back to the state championship where they won it all in 2007, and pushing the ball up the floor, calling, gets tripped up again, and she will be headed to the free throw line. And it's a 1-1, I do believe. Yeah, they're going to call it a 1-1. And now checking in here on the second foul from Taylor Ott, Kearney Catholic will bring in Courtney Shundoff. And at the line, calling 1-1 is good. Her second point of the basketball game. 62-33. And the second free throw now for Whitney Colling is on the way, and it is in. So Colling hits them both, and it is 63-33. Kearney Catholic trying to get everybody into the ball game here. With it up top for Wahoo will be Tomjak. Tomjak in the left-hand corner, Darcy Berry. Back out top they go to Kelsey Tomjak. 1:20 to go, swinging into the right-hand corner to Ott, back to Brigham. Brigham bounce pass to the low block, knocked away inside by Shundoff. It's knocked away by Kayla and picked up by Courtney, and Kearney Catholic has the ball. Stars want a timeout to bring some more players in. 1:09 remains. It is all Kearney Catholic. 63-33. We'll be right back.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The Girls State Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by our friends at Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers. 1:10 to go in the game, and checking in for Kearney Catholic will be Elena Bach. Bach gives it off to Squires. Also, Brooke Muse is in. Squires drives, draws the foul. Madison Partridge has come in for Wahoo. I believe that's where the foul will be. So on the floor right now, both Shundoff, Bach, Miush, and at the line, Maddie Squires to shoot two. They do call the foul on Kaylin Knuth. 58 seconds to go. Squires' free throw is good, and Maddie has scored her first point at the Devaney Center. 64-33. Second free throw on the way, and Squires hits them both. 65-33, Kearney Catholic in a complete turnaround from yesterday's struggling win over Norfolk Catholic. But as we said, those that struggle on Thursday usually find a way to light it up the rest of the way, if not on both days, at least on Friday, and the Stars have done it here. Jumper from the outside for three by Wahoo, no good. Rebound brought down by Elena Bach. We're down to 35 seconds to go. Bach pushes the ball into the front court. Goes to the top of the key. Shundoff, good ball fake. She'll drive, and the layup won't go that time. And then two Kearney Catholic players run over each other, and they call it over the back foul. Maddie Squires ran over the back of Elena Bach, and they called her for the foul. So Maddie Squires picks up the foul, and end of the ball game for Kearney Catholic will be McKenna Butler, who had a broken collarbone in a JV game earlier this year, and this is the first time she's been back on the varsity floor, and she gets in here in the final seconds of this state semifinal. Great to see that. Butler back in, and Butler knocks the ball away and makes the steal. So Butler comes in and makes the steal. Here come the Stars. Brooke Muse wants the shot. She'll put it up off the iron, no good. Rebound run down to the corner by Kayla Shundoff. Her shot won't go. 3 seconds. The ball tipped out of bounds to Wahoo. And the celebration underway by the Kearney Catholic student section as Wahoo will toss it in. The time will expire. And Kearney Catholic is headed to the state championship. The Stars, 65. The Warriors of Wahoo, 33. Kearney Catholic, 26-2. Wahoo, 17-10, will head to the consolation game tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Lincoln Northeast High School. Kearney Catholic will play in the C1 championship game against either Shadron or Pierce tomorrow at 4:30 here on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio, along with PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic in state girls basketball finals, 3-1 all time. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, where we have put one finalist in the Class C1 field. Kearney Catholic, no problem today with a 65-33 win over Wahoo. And in Class D2, Osmond, no problem knocking off the top seed, Fall City Sacred Heart, 51-28. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's, get your game on with the gang at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Kearney Catholic receiving congratulations from the fans along the far side here at the Devaney Center. And now they will rest up, watch game two between Shadron and Pierce, and prepare for tomorrow's state championship contest. We'll have all the final stats and a chat with Coach Rick Petrie right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back, everyone. Doug Duda with you here at the Devaney Sports Center, where it's time to take a look at the stats on the Misco Sports postgame show. First off, for the Wahoo Lady Warriors, we have Darcy Berry with a three-point bucket. That was her total, 2 rebounds. Taylor Ott, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Sam Graginet ends up leading the way here with 9 points in the basketball game, 1 rebound. Those 9 points were on 3 threes. She also had a block shot. Chyna Johnson, 5 points, 7 rebounds. Caroline Hole had 7 rebounds and a block. Bailey Brigham had 7 points. And Gabby Shannon had 4 points, 7 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 16 rebounds in the first half, and it looks like 10 more in the second half of play. Free throw shooting kind of like everything today for Wahoo, just didn't go their way. 3 of 4 in the first half, 0 of 8 in the second half. Turnover, 3-point shooting, 3 of 9 in the first half, 3 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers for Wahoo, 10 of the first half, 9 in the second half. For Wahoo, 18 points at halftime. They were held to just 15 points in the second half of play. And for the Lady Warriors, they finish with 33 points, 26 rebounds, 3 out of 12 at the free throw line, 6 of 17 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, and 19 turnovers. Wahoo, now 17-10, will play in the third place game tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Lincoln Northeast. We'll look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here from the Devaney Center in Lincoln, where our state basketball semifinal is in the books. And let's take a look now at the final numbers we had for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. And we will start with Michaela Mestel, who ends up with 11 points today after pouring in 21 yesterday. She had 4 rebounds. Shayla Connor, 4 points. Allie Prasoski, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Whitney Colling, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Morgan Studi, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Theron Baum had 14 points, 5 rebounds and 2 blocks. Elena Bach had a rebound. Bailey Sokolowski had the most outstanding game today, 19 points, 8 rebounds in this contest. Maddie Squires ends up with 2 points and 3 rebounds. Kayla Shundoff had a rebound, and Megan Anderson had 3 points, 4 rebounds, and a blocked shot. 14 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 10 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 11 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, 7 in the second half. And most of those came when this game was well out of hand in the fourth quarter. 32 points at halftime and 33 points in the second half. Kearney Catholic, 65 points, 32 rebounds, 12 out of 18 at the free throw line, 7 of 17 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, 11 turnovers. The Stars are now 26-2 after a 65-33 win over Wahoo. And head coach Rick Petrie joins us. And as we said yesterday, what a difference a day makes.
I think you could say that. You know, I think we got our jitters and nerves out of the way. And you know, obviously the girls came out relaxed and shot the ball well early, and I think that was a big key.
I didn't personally pay attention to the warm-up maybe yesterday as much as I did today. Were there jitters and nerves yesterday? They seemed loose today.
They did. You know, I think, you know, we had a nice walkthrough this morning, and I think that was really a calming thing, you know, for them to get out and shoot the ball a little bit. And we talked about what Wahoo's going to try and do against us, and I think that was a big factor. You know, they understood what we needed to do. We could go out and just play basketball, knowing that here's what we need to do offensively against them.
Getting some shots early never hurts, especially when you struggled yesterday. And I guess that's where we can start with Bailey Sokolowski, maybe her best game of the year.
Absolutely. There's no question. You know, not only did she hit some shots, but she was active. I thought she rebounded the ball really well defensively, and I thought that was a big key for us as well. I thought we controlled the boards pretty well.
You take a look at where you were at halftime in a pretty comfortable situation. What was the discussion at that time?
Well, the discussion was basically, let's not let down. We knew that Wahoo had a great third quarter against Fillmore yesterday. You know, let's take care of the basketball. Let's see what defense they're in. You know, take your time. You know, do what you did in the first half. Because we really did a good job. We took care of the basketball. I think we only had three or four turnovers in the first half. And, you know, anytime you can do that, that really goes a long way to being successful.
Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie is with us at halftime. We had Coach Cremosta from Minden come down to chat a little bit about the end of their season and what he thought of this ball game. It really seemed to me that Wahoo had, and I asked him the same question, Wahoo was having all kinds of trouble against your zone, to which he said most people have all kinds of trouble against your zone. But Wahoo seemed to have more today. Was it? It didn't look like you tweaked anything, but did you?
No, we really didn't. We talked about who their shooters were, and that we do that before every game. We talk about the kids that we want to make sure we cover out of our zone, you know, and sometimes that changes our look a little bit, and sometimes, you know, it doesn't. It just depends on the situation. If the team's got good shooters, then we may hedge a little bit and, you know, force maybe their post players or somebody else to shoot the ball that, you know, maybe they're not quite comfortable enough shooting the ball, and then we're fortunate we rebounded very well out of the zone today.
All right. Well, yesterday everybody felt okay that you won, but obviously the feeling is going to be way different today. You go from uh-oh to oh my, and now where do you find the happy medium with this to make sure the emotions aren't too high for tomorrow?
Well, you know, they're going to be excited. Anytime you're in a state final, I don't care what the sport, it's pretty exciting. And you know, I think that the key is the first few minutes of the game. Just do the stuff that you're doing and don't try and overdo stuff. I mean, that's a big key. Just go out and have fun and share the ball. I thought the thing that we did a lot better today is share the ball and move the ball. You know, we weren't trying to force the ball inside all the time. We just did a good job of moving the ball. I thought we probably had more assists today than certainly, but we shot the ball better. But still, I thought the inside-out stuff, we did a good job.
Shadron and Pierce, a lot of the folks that know more than me think that they're very similar ball clubs. Do you think they're similar, and does it make a difference who you play? I know there's the revenge factor against Pierce. You've seen Shadron, I've been told, when you do some summer work. Tell me a little bit about what you're expecting in this one.
You know, Chadron's pretty athletic. They've had a couple of kids with some knee injuries, so I think that's slowed them down a little bit, but I don't think that that's changed their style of play much. And, you know, they're going to get out, and they're going to do their stuff, and, you know, they're going to be maybe a little bit more full court than Pierce is, but Pierce can press at times, and with their length, they can give teams problems.
And you got to get everybody into the ball game. That's always a great feeling as a coach.
Absolutely.
Including get Butler.
Down. Yeah, I get down at the state tournament. You know, that's something that, you know, a kid can say, yeah, I got in the game and I did. You know, I got to do it. And so that was really great.
All right, Coach. And one more thing, no pancakes.
No pancakes.
We'll see you tomorrow in the state championship.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Coach. Rick Petrie headed to the state championship for the third time as coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, 1-1 in those two previous appearances. They were the runner-up in 2002. They won it all in 2007. We'll wrap things up on the Misco Sports post-game show right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you along with us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. As we have witnessed the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars moving on to a championship game that will be played tomorrow at 4:30 here at the Devaney Center on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at where we are in the state tournament, and then we'll send you back to regular programming. In Class A, Lincoln Southeast dusted Millard West 67-48.